This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. In about half an hour, how is this round of the movement control order affecting retailers? Now, we're going to be discussing this with Datuk Amir Ali Maidin, Vice President of the Malaysia Retail Association and, of course, MD of Maidin. In line with that, we're running a poll on the BFM Twitter account asking you, what are we asking our listeners,
Roshan? Well, how are you getting your groceries during MCO 2.0? 60% have said big chain supermarkets, 14% say mom and pop shops, 20% say online delivery. I'm sure from this answer, Amir Maidin will be happy to see the results here. I'm actually looking forward to this conversation based on the last grill he did with Xiaoning. It was a really great conversation. So I'm looking forward to that at 7:45.
All right. So that's happening a little bit later on in the hour. But right now, the question of can a listed company, which has been served with the winding up order, remain on the board? Now, the answer, according to the Court of Appeal, is no. And this was a landmark decision. So the court ruled this a few weeks ago to dismiss an appeal brought by Bursa Malaysia against a liquidator about the winding up of Wintoni Group. The court decided that Bursa's main market listing requirements specifically provides for companies to be delisted and that this is mandatory.
Yeah, so I think the broader question here for us is we need to understand how this decision will impact companies and capital markets, especially at a time when we are likely to see more businesses winding up due to the pandemic.
And to help shed some light on the implications of this case, we're speaking this morning with Farah Shuhada Razali, a partner at the law firm Zul Rafiq and Partners. Farah, thanks so much for speaking with us today. Now, the Court of Appeals ruled that a listed company served with a winding up order must be delisted. What's the main reasoning behind this decision?
Well, as at to date, the grounds of judgment by the Court of Appeal has not been made available as yet. However, given the fact that the Court of Appeal had affirmed the decision made by the High Court, I think it's safe to assume that the court is actually, in fact, merely giving effect to the express provision in the main market listing requirement or the MMLR. Now, in this regard, it should be noted that the delisting of a wound-up company is specifically provided for under Rule 16.11(2)(d) of the MMLR, which provides, amongst others, that the exchange shall delist a listed issuer upon a winding up of a listed issuer. Now, as the same provision uses the word shall, the delisting of a wound-up company is therefore mandatory. Compared to another provision in the MMLR, namely, I think, Rule 16.11(1), which uses the word may, thus granting Bursa the discretion to delist a company in any of the circumstances stated under the said rule. So I think this is the main reasoning behind the court's decision, basically, that the different wordings adopted in the two rules shows that the lawmaker clearly intended for the delisting under Rule 16.11(2) to be mandatory.
Now, another reason that has been given for the decision here is to protect shareholders and potential shareholders. How does the immediate delisting of a company being wound up do that?
News of a company being wound up would likely affect the price of its shares in the stock market, in that it may become lower. So as long as a company remains listed, one of the possible scenarios that may happen is that traders may innocently buy the shares of a wound-up company as they may not be aware of the latest status of the company. And once they have done so, depending on the actual financial status of the listed company, it may likely mean that they will suffer loss, as it is not easy for shareholders to recover their investments in a winding-up scenario. As such, it is arguable that instead of allowing the company's breathing space, it is more important for the courts and the law to protect innocent traders to ensure that companies do not abuse their breathing space to trick traders into buying up their shares. It should also be noted that companies are not wound up overnight. In most cases, it would take at least 6 to 9 months from the date the winding up petition is presented before an order to wind up a company is finally made. Now, ordinarily, once a listed entity is presented with a winding up petition, announcement will have to be made on the same, and Bursa would likely then declare the company as being in financial distress or under PN17 category. A company under this category will then have to submit their proposal to the approving authority in order to maintain their listing status. Now, during this entire period, existing shareholders of a company ought to be aware of its status, such as to be able to make a call on their investments in the company. So if they still have shares in a company which is subsequently wound up and delisted, arguably, it can be said that they must have done so with the full knowledge of the risk entailed in maintaining their stocks in the company.
Wouldn't delisting mean that companies have less breathing space to regularize its operations? For example, if a company loses its listing status, it reduces its options to raise money, and it might also affect its debt obligations.
Well, insofar as the operations of a company is concerned, I think it's important to note that the delisting of a company does not affect its operations per se. If a company is delisted today, it doesn't mean that it will cease to operate or exist tomorrow. The company may still exist and continue to operate its businesses and proceed with corporate restructuring, and the shareholders may still be rewarded by the company's performance if they bounce back or do well after that, albeit as an unlisted entity. Now, some companies may very well benefit from being delisted, as it would mean that they would not have to be under Bursa's close scrutiny, which may very well give more flexibility to turn around the company. And as for companies that are wound up, if there are no further appeals or stay of the winding up order, there are provisions in the Companies Act which gives a company a certain period of time to regularize or to wrap up their affairs, so to speak, before the liquidator takes control of its operations. So again, it is not the case that a company would immediately cease to operate upon the issuance of a winding up order.
So in that case, it sounds like the decision might not necessarily be a bad thing for companies as well as capital markets.
I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Of course, it would highly depend on which side of it you are on. One sector would always argue that it is prejudicial, because being listed in the first place is quite a challenge. There's a lot of processes involved. So once you are delisted, to get to be listed again is going to be an uphill task or a very challenging thing to do. So I think it depends on which side you're on, and that's open to interpretation, really.
Now, could we see this decision further appealed, or is this the end of the road for this case?
It's definitely not the end of the road at this juncture, because this decision was actually handed down by the Court of Appeal. So parties, if unsatisfied with the Court of Appeal decision, have a final chance of appeal to the federal court. However, an appeal to the federal court is not as of right. There must first be an application for leave to appeal to the federal court, where the applicant in this case, i.e. Bursa, must show that there is questions to be decided for the first time or a question of importance, where federal court decision would be to public advantage. And where leave is allowed, the federal court would then allow the appeal proper to be heard. Without the grounds of judgment of the Court of Appeal, it remains to be seen whether Bursa would file an application for leave to appeal against the decision of the Court of Appeal.
Should companies take this decision to have come into effect, essentially?
The way I see it, the decision is merely giving effect to what is already an express provision in the MMLR. I think that it might be prudent for companies to take this into consideration in the event that winding up petitions have already been presented against them, that this might be the effect should the winding up order be made against them in due course.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Farah. That was Farah Shuhada Razali, a partner at the law firm Zul Rafiq and Partners, giving us her perspective on the recent Court of Appeal ruling, which she doesn't think is necessarily quite also bad for companies as well as capital markets. But as she points out, it really does depend which side of this coin you fall on.
Yeah, so I think it's really up to Bursa. I mean, if they really want to pursue this case, they need to change their listing requirements to maybe give more flexibility to companies and then place a tag on the stock so that, you know, as a warning to investors that this company has been served a winding up order.
Yeah, this is, but you know, like she said, right, these winding up orders aren't exact. They don't come up overnight. It takes time to get there. So in that time, is it any surprise that it, when it ends up there, that it should be delisted? I think this is something that's going to have an impact, definitely, because when a company is delisted, yes, operations do go forward and things like that, but it does change its ability to raise funds. And as I think Noel noted earlier, and that does have a material impact on its ability to operate, right? Yes, the business day-to-day may be able to go as it did, but its ability to get funding, that's up in the air.
Yes, and what is also up in the air is whether or not this case is going to proceed to the federal court, so we will have to wait and see. But up next, Vietnam's National Congress is choosing its new leaders, but what does this mean for the country's future? That's happening after the 7:30 news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.